K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. We're rolling with that here on this new edition on a new week here in the month of May, folks. And finally getting around to my number one women's basketball favorite moment of the year, or from the year, this past year, from the 2021-22. I know, yes, a lot's been going on between the NFL draft, baseball, and men's golf doing a big thing last weekend. So that has to take priority before I can finally reveal my number one moment from the women's team, which will go out on Monday night as I'm recording this on Saturday. Here, so I'm recording Saturday, and this will roll out on Monday evening. And just before I do that, of course, the Purple Project Podcast episode 98 weekly edition is out now. Our newest and latest edition of the podcast out wherever you get your podcast. As well, if you're new to the program, welcome on board. You've been following us since the beginning, or you're just jumping in following us for the last few weeks or months. We appreciate your support of the Promo Project Podcast, which is all about latest and what's going on in Kansas State athletics. All right, so my number one moment here, folks, finally getting around to that, finally, is pretty much straightforward for me. Jeff Mini getting this team back to the NCAA tournament, and not only that, winning in the first round, knocking off Washington State before, of course, losing to the NC State in the second round of the NCAA tournament. But what an accomplishment for this basketball team, highlighted by so many good moments early on in the year, and then struggled a little bit in the second half of the year there, and then, of course, getting a huge win, and, of course, late, up and down, and then, of course, you get in the tournament. You lose. Before that, you lose to Texas in one of the more competitive games in that second half stretch for the Lady Cats there, and then you enter into the fray. I believe it was the first time you entered a tournament since, oh man, I'm gonna get ridiculed for this, but either 2012 or 2020, either 2012, yes, 2012 or 2013 was the last time K-State made it to the NCAA tournament there as well. But yeah, absolutely, when you look at it, from that aspects of it, this team, underachieve. We'll roll with that as well. We didn't know what to expect from this squad, and they got it done. They got it done in this game, or in the tournament, really. There, they beat Washington State, take care of them as well. And they were the ninth seed going into this thing. Actually, as I finally pull up my tab here underneath here. Let's see. Try to pick out what the last time they were in this tournament was. I know it's 2012 or 2013 as well. But anyways, not to douse water on this moment. This was the 17th. NCAA tournament appearance in school history, and the fourth under this Jeff Mini era for the women's basketball team as well. They came in the tournament 19-20, and of course, why not, 20th victory in the NCAA tournament there as well. And again, I keep referring back to the possibilities next this upcoming fall for the K-State women's basketball team. You know, you got Aoka Lee coming back. You got pretty much everybody coming back. And not only that, you add a couple of signees, and a JUCO, which coming out of Oklahoma, and Gabby, oh my goodness. Now, and I follow her on Twitter now, and shame on me. But my girl Gabby, and maybe I'll get it here by the time, I'm going to actually look it up now. While I continue to fumble around this daily edition of the bat. Gabby Gregory from Oklahoma coming over here, adding some more scoring. K-State definitely needs scoring. Again, you know, after that 61-point dousing on Gabby's former team, Oklahoma, Everybody adjusted. Hey, we're not going to let Aoka Lee beat you. You're going to have to let somebody else beat you. Obviously, let's not forget, we had one of the best trio of freshmen in quite a while here at K-State, led by Serena Sundale, the Glenn Twins. So we got them, and let's throw in Emily Ebert as well. So you got those girls, and you add Gregory to the mix already. You lose some value pieces off the bench, like Alora Mackey and Simone Goodrich. You lose those, and you get Gregory. So I'm going to be interested. I'm going to look up the rest of the recruiting, the girls that we got recruited, along with the JUCOs, for this upcoming season. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a bright future. And this is a learning experience for these girls again, getting back to this point. And next year, it's going to be something. I tell you, between the men's and women's basketball programs this upcoming fall, there's a lot to be excited about. Obviously, Jerome Tang and his bunch, looking at their roster, how it's shaking out, looks pretty good. Obviously, there's still some more gets to go for the guys' team, and I'm really excited for the basketball season coming around. I think there's a lot of noise, especially on the men's side, but the women's side as well should create a lot of noise as well. You got the best player, one of the best big girls in all of NCAA college women's basketball. So I'm concerned, and Aoka Lee coming back, yeah. If you can get scoring outside of her, your offense is going to be really tough to defend. So they need scoring, because that was the issue in the second half of last year, getting scoring, getting other contributors consistently on a consistent basis. That's the problem they're going to have to work on, talking about Jeff Mitty's team this offseason, work on scoring the basketball and not just depend on Aoka Lee. Yes, Aoka Lee is going to get her double-double each night. Almost every night, pretty much. It's up to the others around her to be consistent every game, every night or afternoon. And this K-State team is going to be tough. I mean, the defense is there. We know that, that Jeff Mitty preaches. But if the offense can get going on a nightly basis, I tell you, they're going to be tough. And they're going to be right up in the mix, just like they were this year for a chance for a conference championship up there. We got a taste of it in the first half of the year. It all kind of faded as the year went on. But if they can get that part of their game going and you add Gregory, I tell you, boy, they're going to be tough. They're going to be really tough, I think, next year. I think they can take their game up to another level. But my number one favorite moment from the past year, from the K-State women's side of basketball, we made it back to the NCAA tournament, folks. So that was that. And real quickly here before I sign off here, Reggie Stubblefield, as we were wondering, yep, he's back. He's staying in the Midwest for the time being. He recently signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. So congratulations to Reggie. We've had Reggie on the show before, and he wanted to come back on at some point. So hopefully we can invite him back onto the show. So that's out. That episode is out there. If you have not checked it out, please do that as well. That's in the archives of the Promo Project Podcast, where you can get it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for this edition of the Promo Project Podcast. Eddie Greer signing out. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!